I guess it's not really a... God, okay.
Not a sequel in name.
Not a sequel in name, but a sequel in... Just because it's the same characters.
Yes, thematically it's all...
And I can't wait for this one. So what we're talking about is Glass. The sequel to Unbreakable and... Well, all right, let's back up here for a second. All right, so Bruce Willis... He used to be a really good actor, and then he sold his soul for God, just junk movies. If you've seen anything in his last, I'm gonna say 5, 6, 7 years, he is not been making any good movies. There's
worse
one.
Than Hudson Hawk.
Oh God. so let's move back here. If you haven't seen Unbreakable, go watch it. If you haven't seen Split, go watch it. There's a reason why we're going to be talking about this movie, Glass.
Now, Split, that wasn't even teased as a sequel.
It wasn't even teased in that, well...
You didn't know it was even related.
Spoiler about... And if you're watching this about Glass, then you already know the spoiler. But spoiler, at the end of Split, which was an amazing movie... Yes. I mean, it was... Okay, so M. Night Shyamalan, he made a lot of stinkers lately. And, you know, his big thing is about the twist at the end. He's always about the twist at the end, right?
And so for Avatar.
He directed Avatar?
Firebender.
Oh, but you mean The Last Airbender? Ugh.
Yeah.
The whitewashing of Japanese stuff, yeah. No, but so, I mean, he is really known for the last, you know, the twist at the end. I mean, like, the village was, ugh, you know.
Sometimes it's a good twist, sometimes you're...
It's like, so at the end of Split, it's pretty much, you don't even know it's a sequel, which I liked.
Yeah.
Because at the end, the only thing you know that, well, I don't know if you can really call it a sequel. I think it's just playing in the same universe and then coinciding that same universe with... The character from Unbreakable, which is Bruce Willis at the end in the diner, playing his character from Unbreakable. So, you know, which everybody was like, oh my God, the guy who played Professor X played the guy in
Split. McAvoy.
McAvoy. He played an amazing psychopath.
The Horde.
The Horde, yeah.
How many different personalities?
I think it was like 64. Different personalities.
Craziness.
So in this next movie, check out the trailer, but in this next movie, it's called Glass. It's about Samuel Jackson's character from Unbreakable. You know, he has this... So the whole reason that he became a supervillain is because he was born with very breakable bones. He had very...
Very frail.
Very frail. Pretty much he breaks... He had 100 some odd breaks, and he wanted to find somebody that was his complete opposite. Because if he says, well, if there's somebody that's so frail, can't there be somebody that's so strong?
Stands to reason.
Stands to reason, right? So I think the third movie, because at the end of the Unbreakable, he gets arrested and stuff like that, because he was the mastermind of all these killings, and, you know, and he wanted to prove it, and he was actually a big comic book art collector. So, in Split, the Horde, God, it's such a cool thing because McAvoy pulls it off so well, and, you know, he has that shaved head from X-Men, so if you see that, it's pretty interesting, but he becomes, what is it, the Beast.
Yeah, at the Beast end is the big strong one.
The big strong one, and he actually can, well, at the end, you can actually see him in pretty much... get his muscles bigger, and he crawls up on walls, and he's, like, tearing into, like, brick walls, and then at the end, he pulls these bars apart. It's insane how well I like this movie. The funny thing is, I didn't actually know this was an M. Night Shyamalan movie. M. Night Shyamalan movie until somebody actually told me that, oh, it's, you know, it's a sequel, and I was like, really? Because I don't think I watched it in theaters, but I really liked it. I thought the movie was good. And it can show what people are capable of, and which made sense in that same universe that he becomes super strong and stuff like that, because then you also have people that are very strong, and you also have people very weak. So this next movie, the trailer that dropped, it was probably dropped a couple weeks ago, but it's coming out in January, so we kind of wanted to talk about it now. So the next movie, they're all three sitting. You have Bruce Willis's character. I don't remember what his character's name is.
David Dunn.
Is it David Dunn? Yeah. And you have Glass, and then you have McAvoy's character, or the Horde, all sitting in the same room. Then you have this, I guess, this therapist. She's trying to prove that these people are crazy, and that
they don't have superpowers.
They don't have superpowers, and you know, they might not. It might just be a weird thing. So. Which is, it's crazy to think, apparently they escape because Glass is he's one of those supervillains that's a very smart supervillain.
Genius.
A genius level supervillain that can, you know, manipulate and kind of go around and see kind of where he can get away with things.
He masterminds
them. He's a mastermind villain. So, which is, I like those villains personally because, you know, it's always cool to have a superhero, but being strong and advantageous and adventurous and stuff like that. But you have somebody that's very smart that can outsmart him. And that's what Glass is, because he's very frail, but his mind is very sharp. So, you know, in this new movie, they escape, and you just see the Horde or the Beast like walk, like run across on all fours.
Running.
It's insane. It's insane. And so, it's going to be very interesting because I think this therapist is actually almost like it's a form of torture. What I saw is almost like a form of torture on the Horde, because I guess they flash.
Yeah.
Because I guess she found a way to get his different personalities out.
The switch. Yeah.
The switch, and apparently she flashed him with some kind of some light or it's some radiation or whatever to get these people out and to talk to these people. So. And, you know, he's constantly getting flashed. So I think it's one of those things where the bad guys team up. So I'm kind of curious because, okay, we saw David Dunn, we saw the Horde, and we saw Glass in the first two movies.
Right.
I'm kind of curious if they're actually going to put another character in there, another good guy, to fight the two bad guys. Or if it's just going to be him. To equal it out. That might be interesting. That might be the big twist at the end. The therapist might be a good guy. I don't know, but I am super thrilled to see this, and I haven't said that on an M. Night Shyamalan movie for a while, so I'm glad that he's back in my good graces, because I liked it, you know.
I'm sure he's happy, too.
He's back in my good graces.
I was so worried that Patrick wouldn't like my movie.
You know what? I spend tens of dollars on his movies a decade, so...
You owe me.
You owe me now. You're indebted to me, sir.
Mr. M. Night.
So if Mr. M. Night, if you watch us, thank you. What are you watching us for?
Call us?
Yeah, call us. We'll leave our number nowhere, because we don't want to be sued. But hey, I want you guys to comment down below. I want to see what do you guys think about this new Glass movie? I can't wait, because I think it's going to just... There's got to be a twist. He's the twist guy.
It's not a Shyamalan movie without a twist.
And it's not. It really isn't.
I mean, you know most of the plot. Glass is going to talk the Beast into breaking him out and beating the crap out of David Dunn for putting him in jail.
Yep.
Where's the twist? There's got to be a freaking twist.
All right. It's the kid. He sees dead people. Comes at the end.
The airbender comes and stops them all.
The airbender comes and stops them all. There's a guy.
It's Aang and David Dunn against the Beast.
It's the crazy creature people from the village that come out, or it's the wind blowing through the trees that makes everybody kill themselves.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Marky Mark.
Two
good things that shouldn't go together.
Exactly. Well, I think I said my piece. I think I talked to you on this
one. Now we've got two people mad at us.
Yeah, exactly.
Marky Mark and M. Night.
Yeah. Bruce Willis, you suck too. Might as well.
Just making a trifecta. Samuel Jackson, you rock them.
Yeah, Samuel Jackson, I can't say nothing. I don't want to be called an MF. MF-er.
What you say,
exactly. So, yeah, well, again, my name is Patrick with Talk Nerded to Me.
Troy Stenger.
Hit that subscribe button, that bell icon to, you know, the bell icon's really cool. I didn't actually notice it about 6 months ago, and I actually hit it. Now I actually get alerts on my phone.
Every time there's a new video.
Every time. Bing. Make sure you're the first to comment first, because that's always cool.
First. Do they still do that? Is that really a thing now?
I still do that. I do it on a couple people's thing, and they like it. So I get all, I'm like, oh, they acknowledge that I exist. So let us acknowledge that you exist down in the comments below. Again, my name is Patrick with Talk Nerd to Me.
Troy Stager.
We'll see you guys next one on the next video.
Later, nerds.
Later, nerds. Bye.